Chapter 4, Pulse and Glide. This is a favorite technique of supposed hypermillers, a unique strain of drivers who go to extraordinary lengths to get as much as they can from each gallon of gas, and it can be done only with hybrid vehicles. The pulse and glide technique betters fuel economy by minimizing use of the internal combustion engine. Controversial technique. This necessitates speeding up gently to a speed that's slightly higher than that which the driver prefers as the average, the pulse, and then removing the foot off the accelerator pedal while leaving the car in a high gear, the glide, till the speed falls to somewhat under the average. The driver then speeds up over again to repeat the procedure. This means you go forward by accelerating and decelerating, which drives anybody behind you crazy. What makes pulse and glide effective is that in a modern auto, the fuel injectors are likely to be controlled by an engine management system that's programmed with deceleration fuel cutoff. This helps automakers step up the average gas economy of their vehicles. If the auto is in gear and the driver removes his foot from the accelerator, the system turns off the fuel injectors. This is because the momentum of the auto will keep the engine turning over. Sliding the car into neutral to coast along will allow for the fuel injectors to stay on because the engine needs to be kept running. Manufacturers or an experienced mechanic should be able to furnish you details about DFC on certain cars. This will deviate from model to model. Toyota says for a diesel-powered Yaris, the injectors stop issuing fuel to the engine if the accelerator isn't pressed and the engine is turning above 1500 RPMs. So the most economical way to drive this car downhill is to keep it in a high gear to sustain the RPM just above that figure and take your foot off the accelerator pedal. That way, no fuel at all will be utilized. Pulse and glide may also be utilized with DFC on level pavement. And with practice, it will even work driving up a hill. One test showed that using pulse and glide over a couple of miles got 92 miles per gallon out of a Yaris. On an expressway, though, this fell and the temper of drivers behind rose as the car surged ahead and then slowed. As a matter of fact, the strategy might work best at only comparatively moderate speeds, according to a few who have experimented with it. Individuals driving hybrids, like the Toyota Prius, may do something similar according to those who have attempted it. Some say it can also be utilized in a car with an average combustion engine by turning the engine off shortly after the pulse and then restarting it by re-engaging the clutch. Easier, naturally, in a manual, after the glide. However, as many point out in their books and articles, pulse and glide can be dangerous. It might likewise turn off the power steering and power-assisted brakes, and is illegal in a lot of places. Chapter 5. Ride the Slipstream. Drafting or slipstreaming is a strategy where two vehicles or objects align in a close group, reducing the overall effect of drag due to exploiting the lead object's slipstream. Drafting. This driving strategy has given me some first-class gas mileage when I used to travel back and forth long distance a long time ago. Plainly, it calls for a lot of skill, and it's not exactly advocated, since you should pay attention to the road, and we all recognize most individuals just don't. All the same, it is probably among the best secret fuel-saving tips that I am able to give you. This strategy is often utilized by race car drivers to increase speed and used by truck convoys to save fuel. Every car has a particular amount of drag or wind resistance. This drag, the rolling resistance of your tires, and the friction of your engine are the three chief reasons of reduced gas efficiency. The car proceeding through the air causes the air to split around the car and produces turbulence behind the car, the slipstream. If you drive your auto into another car's slipstream, both cars will economize on fuel because there's less turbulence. The following car saves the most gas. Now remember, I'm not recommending that you tailgate. All the same, you are able to try to find a big truck, more turbulence, and a longer slipstream tail and sneak in there. Now you are able to still keep some distance, contrary to the NASCAR driver, and still save some fuel. All the same, a lot of individuals can't regulate their speed without braking. In this case, you're probably better off just maintaining your distance and not braking. Hypermillers utilizing this strategy may achieve 75 miles per gallon or more. On the TV show Mythbusters, slipstreaming behind an 18-wheel truck was tested, and results indicated that traveling 150 feet behind the truck expanded overall miles per gallon efficiency by 11%. Traveling 10 feet behind the truck acquired a 39% gain in efficiency. Of course, one must remember that this is the truck's blind spot, and if the truck stops fast, there's much less time to respond. Truckers are not fond of the additional stress this puts on them, worrying about cars on their tail. In addition, it can be very serious for the following car if one of the truck's tires blows out, as the chunks of expelled rubber can be big enough to cause serious harm, even death, to a driver following too close. Bottom line, this will save you gas, but it can cause damage too.